Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Today, we're embarking on a transformative journey of decluttering and organizing your life as an empty nester. Empty nesting is a profound life transition, and it's essential to approach it holistically. This period can be an emotional roller coaster, filled with pride, nostalgia, and perhaps even a sense of loss. Acknowledge these emotions and grant yourself the space to embrace this new chapter fully. Organizing your empty nest can be a gradual process that happens over a few years, or can be something you dive headlong into. Do what is right for you. Today, I'm going to give you tips on how to get through this empty nest process, whether you do it over a few years or all at once. Let's deep dive into the first area of your home, the kitchen. Over the years, you have likely accumulated a plethora of kitchen gadgets, dishes, and cookware. Now is a perfect time to assess what truly serves your culinary needs. Do a mini declutter in each cupboard, shelf, and drawer. Review items, especially your kids' crockery, flasks, and lunchboxes, and declutter ones that they're never, ever going to use again. Also, this is a good time to declutter old items you no longer use or have expired. So declutter by donating or selling the items you no longer use, and organize your kitchen for maximum efficiency. The rest will go into recycling and into the rubbish bin. Next, your living room and common areas deserve attention too. So as an empty nester, you have the opportunity to redesign these spaces to reflect your current interests and your lifestyle. So think about creating a cozy reading nooks, meditation corners, or even a mini art studio for your newfound free time. Now let's turn our attention to your home office or workplace. So with your children moving out, you might consider converting one of their rooms into a productive haven. Invest in ergonomic furniture and effective storage solutions to create an inspiring atmosphere that elevates your works or your hobbies to a new height. At the same time, declutter all the school stationery which they will no longer require and donate them to schools or children charities. While decluttering, remember the sentimental items scattered throughout your home. These treasures hold precious memories, but they can take up a lot of space. So consider digitizing some of these keepsakes to preserve them while freeing up physical space for your new lifestyle. Your bedroom is a sanctuary that deserves special attention. So reclaim your space and create a serene oasis for relaxation. Invest in high quality bedding, declutter your closet, and let go of clothes that no longer serve you. A minimalist bedroom can promote better sleep and also a sense of calm. Also, if you have a room free now, you can move all your clothes, accessories, shoes into that room and make that your walk-in closet to leave your bedroom into a space that's clear of your clothes and just a safe haven for sleep and enjoyment. Bathrooms are often overlooked during the decluttering, and they can benefit from a makeover too. So streamline your toiletries, organize your vanity, and invest in storage solutions that make your daily routine more efficient. A clutter-free bathroom can elevate your daily self-care rituals. So look at the expired toiletries, they have dates on them, expired medicine, get rid of items in the bathroom that you've used, you know, to hold your toothbrush that are very old and look cracked and broken, and get a new set to elevate your bathroom. Now let's talk about spare rooms. Consider their new purpose carefully. Guest rooms are perfect for hosting family and friends and creating a welcoming space for your loved ones. A home gym or a yoga studio can promote your health and well-being, making it easy to prioritize your self-care. If you would like to use the rooms for activities but need to have a bed in there, consider installing a Murphy bed. These are the beds that flip down from the wall and when not in use can be built as a bookshelf, desk or a storage unit. They are so incredibly useful. And if you've always dreamt of creating a craft room or a library, now is the perfect time to make it a reality. These creative spaces can provide an outlet for your passions and interests, allowing you to explore new hobbies or dive into existing ones. One aspect of empty nesting that's often overlooked is the opportunity to downsize. So if you find that your current home no longer suits your needs or lifestyle, downsizing can be a liberating choice. It not only reduces the space you need to maintain, but can also lead to financial benefits and a simplified life. Remember that decluttering and organizing isn't a one-time event, but an ongoing process. Regularly reassess your spaces and possessions to ensure they align with your evolving lifestyle. As an empty nester, you'll likely find that your needs and interests continue to evolve. If you find it difficult to declutter and organize during this period, hire a professional organizer like DeclutterMe. They can help you cope with the overwhelming feelings that tend to occur during this time. They can also help you make a plan for the process and keep you on track. If you're planning to downsize and move, they can advise on what will work for your new place and what items to sell, donate, or throw away. As you navigate the journey of empty nesting, keep in mind that you're not losing anything. You're gaining the freedom to rediscover yourself and your living spaces. Embrace this new chapter with open arms and use decluttering and organizing as your tools for renewal. That brings us to the end of this episode of Get Organized with DeclutterMe. I hope you found these insights helpful and inspiring for your journey towards decluttering and organizing as an empty nester. Remember, you're not just clearing space, you're creating room for new adventures and self-discovery. If you've enjoyed this in-depth episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to explore further in future episodes, feel free to reach out. Until next time, stay organized, embrace the possibilities of your newfound space, and enjoy this exciting chapter in your life. Take care. Bye.